Whether you're in search of a great new bottle of wine or you want a rundown of the best brunch spots in the area, Mike and Stu have the answer. With a combined half century in the industry, they bring their wealth of experience to bring you the latest trends, expert opinions, and interviews with people in the know. They are the dynamic duo of dining.
Oh, it's a wine and food show, Stu.
It's a food and wine show, trust me.
Look right here, it's Sip and Chew. It's wine and food.
Because Chew rhymes with Stew, that's the only reason.
Oh, you glorified fry cook.
Yeah, grape killer.
Now it's time to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
My voice ain't here today.
I hadn't talked to nobody all week almost.
That's better known as a mic test.
Welcome to the Sip and Chew Show with Mike and Stu. I'm Mike, that's Stu, and there's Charlie over there. And we're here to take all the snobbiness out of, wine and food and all that. But we're just normal eating folks and that like to drink good beverages. And
I do have a wine question.
Okay.
My son and his wife are going to go to North Georgia, I think it's next month, to a vineyard up there.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, and they get to go out and pick some of the grapes, and they tour the whole thing. And they didn't have the answer to this, but I'll ask you, Mike.
Okay.
Do they still have some vineyards where people actually squash the grapes barefooted?
You know, they'll do that for tourists, but they don't use that to make wine with. They just do it for show and tourists.
But wouldn't that add a little ambiance, a little foot odor?
Yeah, they do it a lot in Portugal. But as a matter of fact, in Portugal, they got areas, they'll get about 50, 60 people in this room, and they got this big old, like a 2-foot-deep tub, maybe a foot and a half. And it's concrete wall, about a foot and a half tall. And you get in there, and you're doing the old Lucille Ball thing, And people put their arms around each other, and they do the guy has a song or something, and they just do the feet up and down and up and down. But in that, they take a port that has been, like, hundreds and hundreds of years old.
A port wine, right?
Port wine.
Yeah. Just make it so people didn't think you meant, like, a port of call. Which is what it's named after.
Yeah. But they will pour a little bit of that that's got, some wine in there that's hundreds and maybe 1,000 years old into the new batch. And that way it keeps that.
The cultures, right?
The cultures going. Yeah. And then they'll sit there, and people paid money to do that.
Yeah.
And usually they used to pay people to do that. Now people pay money to do that. And I want to do that before I die. And I would love to. But I don't care about going out to a vineyard and stomping in grapes, just for show.
Well, now, do they have little bottles of toe jam and stuff that they can give away?
Now, they clean your feet pretty good.
Toe fungus.
I bought a jar of toe jam in Eufaula, Alabama, but it stood for tomatillo, orange, and elderberry, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
T-O-E. Or tangerine, orange, and elderberry.
Ah.
Toe jam. I love that. It's pretty good stuff.
Marketing is fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
Anyhow, I just wondered about that
because
have the answer. He didn't know if they were going to see people stomping grapes or not.
Well, they still do. And Virginia is a big wine growing state now. They're the fifth largest producing state in the nation. And I remember one of the governors, I forget which one it was, when he was elected, he says, we're now the fifth biggest wine producing area, and people are going to know about us. And it's always been said Virginia's for lovers. Now they got great. If I was in my 40s, I would pack up and move to Virginia and start a winery. Because
now Virginia's for wine lovers.
Yeah, it's really exploded. Some of the big guys have been buying juice out of there for a while because it's a great. You got a lot of microclimates like Napa Valley is, and Mendoza, Argentina, those areas.
The Blue Ridge Mountains.
And you get cool mornings and warm days, and you don't have the humidity like we have. That's why we can't really grow Chardonnays and Cabernets and Merlots and all that here, because the humidity, they rot. The grapes would rot from the inside. And now some grapes do rot, and that's called noble rot. Mm-hmm. But they're left on the vine so long that they get that.
Right. And they do that on purpose?
They do that on purpose, and they get that sugar, and it makes it sweeter, makes more alcohol, bigger, better alcohol, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. And it's just so much – it's not. It's science, but it's not science. It's common sense. And there's some place in Italy. They got these big, tall vats that just stand, you know, about 20 foot tall, and they just keep piling the grapes in, and they let the weight from the top grapes on top crush the ones at the bottom, and the gases come up and start causing them to rot,
break down,
and break down and swell up, and and before you know it, they got this grape juice, and then they got areas where they got these big mats on these hills, and they'll lay grapes out on the hill, and they'll let the sun dry them and
raisins?
Get that raisin style out of them. But they get a little drop out of it, just like when you have ice wine where they freeze on the vine. This is just dehydrating out on the ground, and to get that sweetness that they want, and that, the tenacious thickness of mouthfeel and all that.
So it's a science and an art form then.
All of it. All of it. And then if you're confused, you just drink your glass. Don't think about it.
The real answer is, Charlie, it's magic.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay.
It's magic.
Virginia, the land of inebriated lovers.
But North Georgia and East Tennessee, all that area up there is, yeah, probably along the Appalachian Trail.
Yeah, you're getting into the foothills.
Mm-hmm. Sure are.
Of the Smokies.
Sure are, but hey, we had a little football yesterday. I don't really want to talk about mine.
Yep.
But the Sun Belt Conference,
we survived the chaos.
We did. Yeah,
both
and,
of us.
Yeah. And I'm gonna tell you, the Sun Belt Conference did great yesterday.
Here's my ranking of the conferences.
ESPN talked about them and said, "Man, look how good this conference had today."
Here's
yesterday.
My conference rating
Southern
right now.
Southern Miss moved in.
SEC's number one.
Mm-hmm.
Sun Belt's number two. They've proven it. And then I've got the Pac-12 and the Big Ten tied for third. And then AAC, which is where Central Florida and Cincinnati play.
And Miami.
In fifth. Miami's in the ACC.
Oh, I thought
and
you said
And they're nowhere
ACC.
Close to being ranked. They got two teams, and the other ones are just garbage.
You heard it here, folks.
Yeah.
You heard Stu talk about here.
They're hearing it every time they watch an ACC game.
Yeah.
And the Florida State beating LSU, it's like, this doesn't mean Florida State is back. This means you are less bad than LSU. That was an exciting game.
As Anthony DeBourdain was saying,
I enjoyed the
less.
Last part of that game, though.
It was an exciting game.
Yeah.
But it was a bad game. Mm-hmm. Those were two bad teams on the field.
Couldn't have been any worse than Alabama's penalties yesterday. I have a feeling that's going to be a course correction.
After that game was over with, I went shopping. I went and bought me a bunch of ribs from Rogers Barbecue at 8 Mile.
I was just thankful I didn't have to be in the Alabama locker room after the game.
What about in the beginning, at halftime? That's worse. I'd love to be a fly on the wall.
There's nothing – none of that happens at halftime. Every time you see it, he's going to jerk a knot in them. No, they don't have time for that. Break up into individual groups and have meetings.
That poor old high school coach has got suspended for spanking his player here in Mobile. They need to go back and look at what Nick Saban did to
AJ?
AJ McCarron. Yeah. He did it on national TV.
I've always said whether it was Nick Saban or Bobby Knight, who was terrible abusing his players on national TV. Nick wouldn't. I wouldn't really go into abuse. But if I'm that kid's father, there aren't enough troopers in the state to stop me from whipping their butt before that game is over.
Well, what I'm saying,
if it's my son, you know what I'm saying.
What Nick Saban said when he got interviewed about that, he goes, he said, "Oh yeah, they show that, but they don't show them all the times I'm over there massaging their shoulders and their arms to make sure they're okay and taking care of them day and night, make sure they're well and in their dorm on time." They just showed that one big spank on the button.
Well, no news means nothing bad happened.
Yeah, but see, Bobby Knight threw chairs at his players.
Yeah.
He kicked his own son on national TV.
Yeah, you don't do that.
Yeah. He should have never been in college sports.
Mm.
He was bad for college sports. Mm. Good for Indiana basketball, bad for college sports.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's just no room for that.
Yeah.
It's still, at the end of the day, it's a kid's game, and no one should be taking it that seriously. Yeah,
absolutely.
Except all the millions of people who bet millions of dollars betting.
That's their problem. Yeah. Exactly.
All righty. 251-343-0106 is the Callahan's Irish Social Club text and call-in line. We'd love to hear from you today.
Or, you know, You can hear from us. Or your choice.
Back, or sit back and listen.
You could take control of the conversation.
Down in New Orleans where everything's fine, all them cats is drinking that wine, drinking that mess, their delight. When it gets drunk, start singing all night, drinking wine, spoodie-oodie, drink wine, mop, mop, wine, spoodie-oodie, drink wine, mop, mop, wine, spoodie-oodie, drink wine, mop, mop, pass that bottle to me, oh, drinking wine, spoodie-oodie, drink wine, mop, mop, wine,
spoodie-oodie. To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
All them cats is drinking that wine, drinking that mess, their delight. When he gets drunk, start singing all night, drinking wine, spoodie-oodie, drink wine, pop, 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 wine, spoodie-oodie, drink wine, pop, pop, wine, spoodie-oodie, drink wine, pop, pop.
We want to thank our sponsors, Bob's Downtown Diner, the corner of Fat and Happy, Peace, Love, and Bakery. I got to get me a mug from there. I've been collecting coffee mugs since I'm from my customers since I have a coffee maker now. So, anyway, thank you guys for helping our show out here. And Libeshawn Wine and Taps Bar, I'll see those people later today. We got one of the employees is getting married, and they're getting married in Oahu, and they're having a stock the bar party. There we go. Stock the bar. Stock that bar.
And Mike is ready to go stalk it.
Not stalk it.
Oh, okay.
So kind of help them get their start in life with some alcohol. No, I'm just kidding.
Forget that down payment on a new house. Here's some hooch.
I'll get them a wine opener. I'm sure they have a, I'm just kidding, y'all, in case you're listening. Hall's sausage and Wholesale Meats.
Did a little work with them Wednesday night. Helped them out at the Innovation Port.
Okay.
Did a couple of things for them. She wanted a gumbo, deconstructed gumbo board. So I had a crudité of green onions, celery, and bell peppers with crab dip to dip it in, or remoulade. Mm-hmm. Then I had both the Hall's Cajun sausage and the andouille sausage, and then I poached some shrimp in some crab boil. And then for tomatoes, I had sun-dried Creole tomatoes.
Mm.
She said that went over well. And then she had a harvest board with the venison sausage that they make. And with that, I did coffee-rubbed sweet potatoes and a bunch of dried fruit, dates, pineapple. You would have loved that.
God, all that sounds almonds. So good, Stu.
Yeah, the pineapple. Yeah. It's dried.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dried or dehydrated?
Yeah. Same thing, Mike.
Oh, I loved it. I'll just try dehydrated. But go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean
it. You mean red or crimson? It's the same thing. But yeah, that was pretty much it.
Okay. Well, I wanted to ask you, what do you mean by deconstructed gumbos? All the ingredients are separate?
Right. That's what deconstructed means. You take all of the components and you treat them in a different way.
So instead of putting them all in a pot.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not a bowl of gumbo.
Well, how did that go over? Pretty well?
Pretty well, I guess. I had to leave and go do a mac and cheese gig after that. But she said that went over well. She wanted the recipe for the sun-dried Creole tomatoes, which is easy, and the coffee-rubbed sweet potatoes. Also easy. Just get a jar of coffee rub from the store.
That deep... what you call it?
Deconstructed?
Deconstructed. Reminds me of a joke about Beethoven's grave.
Mm-hmm.
Some tourists were standing around his grave, and the tourists started leaving, and all of a sudden they could hear some music coming out of the ground. And they was listening, they leaned down, they heard music coming out of the ground of Beethoven's grave, and they go, that sounds like his symphonies, but they're playing backwards. And the groundskeeper came by, he says, that's because he's decomposing.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
I was in music school. I got all of it. Before you go Chopin, you must first make a Chopin list.
Mm-hmm.
If it ain't Baroque, don't fix it.
There you go.
I'm.
Well, what was you guys, y'all do keep your day jobs.
Just sip and chew at Comedy Hour.
Yeah.
And
I'm leaving
scores.
Now, but I'll be back in a moment.
Yeah. But we also want to thank Roy, those fine folks over at Butch Cassidy's. You know, he supports our show, and he advertises a lot on the station.
I love me some Beethoven.
Beethoven, yep.
And, and of course, David and Danny Calmetti, which we'll not be calling them today.
They,
with Alabama with, Coast coasting, and they're going to be they're up in Huntsville right now, aren't they?
Yeah, I know they're on the road today. David said he'll call in next week. They're going to talk some food sport to talk on the show. But if you want to know what the goings are on there, just go over to their website, which is alabamacoasting.com, or their Facebook page. Just look up Alabama Coasting Magazine.
There you go.
Now, is there a G on that coasting?
Yes, there is a G. They're O-8ers. They're going to put the G on the end.
Good.
Yeah.
Right. Danny's a David's an 03er.
Oh, okay.
He's down there with me.
I'm a 367 fiver.
But speaking of Hall sausage, Deborah Hodges, her birthday is this Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Wish her a happy birthday.
I wonder if Loaves and Fishes is open Wednesday night so they can have a big family dinner out there. Get some fried catfish.
There you go.
That's a good place. Y'all got to go.
So you ever heard of what a hot cross bun?
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Okay, today, that's what today is.
Really?
But I've heard you can only get them in Easter.
I
don't know.
It's the same dinner rolls you serve at Thanksgiving. They put an X across the top with a knife before they bake it, and then a little butter on top.
All right. This one is made for you.
For me.
This one is made for you.
Specifically for me, Stuart Reb Donald.
You can celebrate all day long. Bald and Beautiful Day. Tuesday is Bald and Beautiful Day.
Well, I can celebrate half of that.
So, and of course, everybody, you know, today is the anniversary. And I wouldn't call it an anniversary. It's sad because of 9/11.
The remembrance. We remember today.
9/11. And may we never forget that. Yeah. So,
and hope we don't ever have another one.
So many people perished in that. And, you know, one of the world's finest restaurants was on the very top floor.
Yep.
And
Windows on the World.
And they had millions of dollars in wine in the cellar. And I know that means anything, but it's just...
Well, it does to you and other people who are wine collectors. Everything we lost.
I just think about all those employees that went into work that morning and didn't come back.
Yeah, and didn't go home.
And that's the firefighters and the police and all that.
Right. So. But along with remembering the tragedy, we need to remember the aftermath in the days and weeks following that, how the city and the nation came together.
The world came together.
Right, as one, and helped recover from that. I remember there's a story of Mario Batali, who's much maligned now because when he was 20 years old, he was a guy.
Mm-hmm.
But he couldn't open his restaurants to the public.
Yeah.
Because they were, especially Poe, which was... blocks from Ground Zero. So he opened his restaurants up, and they cooked that world-class Italian food and took it to the recovery people.
That was awesome.
Yeah, no charge. Yeah.
We just lost the queen as well, and she did something. She made sure that the flags, the American flag, flies at half-mast in London on 9/11. Mm. And she did that 20 years
ago. And plus the Royal Band played the American National Anthem.
Yeah, yeah, so... Anywho, those are some things that happen and will happen and not going to happen. And so anyway, you in your world, Stu Ratui?
Well, you know, Tuesday night is the premiere of Delta Safari.
Okay.
My new outdoor show.
Bald and Beautiful.
Yep. Yep. 6 o'clock at a YouTube near you.
At a YouTube.
Yeah, all you got to do. The link is included in the broadcast that we're doing right now. Mm-hmm. So if you want to click over on it, hit the subscribe button. It'll alert you when it goes live. You don't have to watch it right at 6 o'clock. That's the beautiful thing about YouTube. Once it's there, it's always there.
How often will you do a new show? About once a week?
Once a week. Yeah. I've already got the next 3 weeks already planned out. But so, the first one is going to be Discovering Dead Lake. Luke and I go up to Delta River Marina on Dead Lake in North Mobile County in Creola.
How much time should I allot myself to be able to watch this?
About 15 minutes.
Okay, but I can watch it anytime.
Right, right. Yeah, really the best time for those kind of shows, and you'll see it if you start watching YouTube now, you're going to see most shows are more like 20 minutes because you cut out the 7 minutes worth of commercials that television does.
Right.
Yeah, so you still end up with about the same amount of content. And what commercials come up on YouTube is much shorter, and you have the ability to skip them a lot of times.
A show has to be pretty compelling to hold you for an hour.
Now, the ones that got me into this, their shows are an hour and a half or up.
Mm.
But they only do one a month because of that. And there is a show called Adventure Archives. It's four young men from Columbus, Ohio, who just fell in love with backpacking when they were kids together. Now they're all pushing 40.
Mm-hmm.
and they still go backpacking together. And they do trips that are 3 or 4 days long maximum. And it takes them about a month to get – they write all their own music. The cinematography on it is just incredible. People always comment, this looks like a National Geographic documentary.
Cool.
And they just – they'll give you – they will renew your faith in the younger generations watching these four young men. They're just – they're very knowledgeable about stuff. They all work hard. They have multiple things that they're doing. Just a great show.
So, Stu, if I go to YouTube, go to search,
Delta
and
Safari.
Put in Delta Safari.
Yep. And then the subtitle is Exploring America's Amazon.
Cool
so
beans.
You'll be able to find us like that. And give it a view. There will, there's not on this one, but there will be restaurant stops along the way. The best way to celebrate the end of a hike is a post-hike meal. So I will be making recommendations
that
for those.
You, that you don't have to make yourself.
See, like yesterday when I went to Walmart, that was an adventure.
We got to go. 251-343-0106. What is that, Mike?
That's our Callahan's Irish Social Club
Social
text.
There you go.
I like fish. I like ice cream.
What's this?
This is juice.
Uh-oh, uh-oh.
I don't like juice.
Chicken, chicken, ice cream, fish.
I like ice cream.
What's this?
This is juice.
This is juice.
Uh-oh, uh-oh, uh-oh.
I like chicken.
I like fish.
I like ice cream.
What's this?
This is juice.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
That means you're on, guys.
Yeah. Oh, I was waiting for somebody. This is
Mike
so and so.
Hey, this is Stu Donald, and you're listening to Sip and Chew with the Mike and the Stu.
And I'm the Mike.
And I'm the Stu.
I'm the Mike on the mic.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, we like our friends and family that listen to our show. And anything we can do to help them, you know, if they have an announcement, we like to help them. We have a good listener, a very loyal listener to the show.
Yeah.
And she is opening up her own business on September 17th at 11 a.m. in Centennial, Alabama.
Alabama.
And I say this because, you know, it's a CBD store, and we have a CBD store that has a show on our station.
Oh, yeah.
You know, she's got. If you got a bad appetite, you need a better appetite. They have something for that. You know.
And how does this tie into food and wine? You ask, folks.
Well,
they sell chewables,
the
edibles.
Salt.
Yeah, they're gummies. Yeah, they really do. And there's a lot of stuff you can do with that. Mike knows that I use a substance called Delta 8 to maintain the nausea that I've had ever since my accident. And I will have days where you know. Without it, that I'm just walking around, especially when we were masked during COVID. People didn't know, and I'm sitting there dry heaving all day long.
Oh, no, I didn't
know.
Yeah,
because I didn't need anything.
Yeah.
And I needed something that reacts immediately. What the doctor prescribed still takes 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's lunch twice over by the time it kicks
right.
in.
Right. Sure. But she's a loyal listener to the show, and she's, her name is Carlene Sandor, and she's opening this Saturday, the 17th. Was that this? Yeah, that is a Saturday at 11 a.m. where the city of Centennial will be there, I guess, doing official ribbon cutting and all that.
Excellent. That's
so, you know, we like to help our listeners if we can.
A couple now, is of really this a good restaurant or a CBD store or both?
CBD store.
Oh, okay.
But you're about to say?
There's a lot of good restaurants up there, folks.
What would you?
I wouldn't say a lot, but
a few.
Right. But they're really good.
I could only eat at one. At
is the Iron Skillet still there?
Yes, it is.
Man, I love their cakes. Desserts.
You can tell somebody's a diabetic and missing his sugar.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They also have a great barbecue place, only open like Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, called Grill Billy's. You got to love that.
Yeah.
Name. And a terrific, very good barbecue. I've had it a few times while I was up there camping and fishing. And then, of course, there's Bertil's, which is breakfast in the morning, fantastic biscuits.
Oh, my God.
Lunch, great burgers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, I feel sorry because there's a Hardee's right down the road. Ain't nobody ever at the Hardee's. Because Hardee's is good fast food. Those thick burgers are great. The biscuits are the best breakfast fast food does. And anyone that argues with that has someone locked up in their basement.
Because or they've never tried it.
Right. Those biscuits are killer at Hardee's.
Yeah.
Bertil steals it all. That's how good it is. It's better than that because it's mom and pop, homemade from scratch every day. Bertil's is great. And Charlie mentioned the Iron Skillet, which is just a legend and probably the best sweet tea I have ever had at a restaurant anywhere in America.
Mm. I haven't been there in a while, so but the, I guess it's still buffet style.
So is it buffet style?
I think so. Oh, it was the last time I was there.
What are they known for?
Fried chicken.
Well, yeah, just the plain American food.
Skillet burger.
Yeah, it's a burger the size of a skillet. And just for folks that are looking, Carlene said that the name of the store is Nature's Gifts, and it's at 19375 North 3rd Street.
Oh, wow.
They're in Citronelle.
Citronelle.
Yeah, Citronelle.
Next time I'm on my way to an Alabama game, I'll have to stop on.
You know, when I've gone to Tuscaloosa, and I have been to a game, the Oklahoma-Alabama game in 2004, I think it was. But I go up there to go to Bankhead National Forest. There's I go fishing on Yellow Creek up there north of Tuscaloosa.
Cool.
I try to hit Bertil's. If it's too early, too late, something like that, maybe up around Thomaston, I'll hit Mike's Steakhouse.
No.
It's the same one that's down in Gulf Shore.
The beach?
Yeah. The original, I believe, is Thomaston, and now there are four or five across the state, I believe.
How about that?
And phenomenal steakhouses, from what I understand. And then there's a drive-in in Jackson. That I also want to say is called Mike's, but unrelated.
No, it's not.
Is it Dave's? It's just a real simple name, but it's old school drive-in.
I can't remember if it's Ed's. Or...
Yeah, I think it's Ed's.
Yeah, it might be
Ed's.
Ed's
Drive-In, I believe.
You stop there all the time going up to Boy Scout camp.
Yeah. And then I found a place in Meridian coming back from Tuscaloosa right off the highway where you connect up. Because oddly enough, with Highway 63 in Mississippi being four-lane north to south, from where I live in Sims – it is faster to get to Tuscaloosa spending most of your time in Mississippi. It cuts like 40.
Oh, yeah.
Drive to Lewisdale, hang a right, and go straight on up to Meridian.
It's all four lanes.
Yeah, and it's mostly 65 mile an hour, no traffic.
Yeah.
So you're saying there's a lot of back roads between here and Tuscaloosa?
Well, there are a lot of little towns.
That's all there is between here and Tuscaloosa.
In Alabama, there's a lot of little towns, a lot of red lights. If you get into Mississippi and get on the four lanes, you got the four lane. It's spread out like an interstate.
Yep.
And, you know, I love my state, but Mississippi's my state, too. I've been a Laurel boy.
That's where you got birthed at.
Yeah. But you get up there, you hit Meridian, you get on 20, go straight to Tuscaloosa and roll tide, roll it.
I got a question for you. With all that casino money over there in Mississippi, I hate to say that I've made my fair contribution. How is it that the city of Jackson has such a disaster with their water?
That's your politicians.
I mean,
just like
it
is in Flint, Michigan. It has nothing to do with how much money they've got.
Forget the four-lane highways looking good.
Yeah, the politicians are stealing the money, that's what happens. That's what happened in Flint. You look at Pritchard with the water board.
Mm-hmm.
They had the person running the water board was embezzling the money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a great video Lanyap did about that as well.
I still haven't figured out why there's a water board. What do they do?
Well, somebody's got to run that. You can't just turn on water away.
You can hire a manager and let him
I'll tell you something that
place
casino
for politicians
money is,
to go die.
Casino money. Roy and I was downtown last Monday on Labor Day.
That'd be Roy Sewer, owner of Butch Cassidy's Cafe.
That's it. And we were riding around looking. They have all their streets in downtown bricked.
Mm-hmm.
Brick streets. Beautiful. Biloxi.
Yeah.
Downtown Biloxi. My God, they've got all these old, beautiful buildings, and they've upgraded the front of them, and the streets are all brick. And, you know, we wanted downtown. A lot of the streets are brick downtown, but they're under asphalt.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember when I used to drive through Dattani Square before I moved there. Used to be brick, beautiful bricks with the gas lanterns.
So what did they do?
Oh,
just cover
asphalt.
The bricks or dig them up?
What? Where?
Downtown.
They covered them.
They would never go in there and they repave before they start digging them up again. When they, grind the asphalt up, you see the brick.
Yeah.
They grind it down to the brick.
But I could tell you on the brick road thing, having driven in downtown St. Louis, put the asphalt back down. I know it's beautiful, but I was in a 4x4 and couldn't go over 3 miles an hour without it beating the truck to death.
It's because they got roads at Rome that are 3,000 years old that are in better shape than they are here.
Yeah. Well, they also.
Or anywhere in the U.S.
Right. They didn't have hurricanes to deal with.
No, they had volcanoes.
Just the one.
So when you were riding around on the brick roads in Biloxi, did you make it to Half Shell?
We'd park right by it to go in a sports bar.
Yeah, boy, I'll tell
you. Was it Adventures? Right there on Main Street in Biloxi?
I can't remember. But here's another thing I
noticed. What I liked about Half Shell, some beautiful old Federal Reserve building there.
Several building. Restaurants there that we went into allow smoking.
Yeah, I don't get that. If you want to smoke, either have your own little room or get outside.
Well, the sports bar we went into, I'm sitting there and I'm going, and I looked over, mm-hmm. there's people at the bar smoking, and there's people in there eating, and I'm going, oh, I forgot, in Mississippi you can do that.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and it's just real simple. Go to the places that don't allow. If I know they're smoking in there, I'm not going to go in.
That's what we usually do.
And you know, they all scream the pro-smoking people mm-hmm. all complain. If you do that, the restaurants are going to go out of business. You know what happened at every restaurant in every jurisdiction that's ever outlawed smoking? Sales immediately increased by 30%.
Well, a lot of bars in Mobile as well, as soon as they stopped, because it kept people from going that want to go out that don't smoke.
Well, you think, in 49 of the 50 states, 1 in 10 people smokes. Mm-hmm. In Alabama, it's about, 3 out of 10.
Yeah.
That means the majority of those people are being victimized by that small minority that wants to do something that we have all the medical proof in the world is dangerous to anyone around you.
Hey, Stu, when that started, I was still a smoker, and I was kind of opposed to that idea of a restaurant, saying no smoking on the premises, period. And then I got to thinking about it, and you let the business decide.
Right. It's
their business. You make that decision and your clientele doesn't all disappear, or it increases,
but
then
I also
that was the right decision, and the restaurant owner should have the freedom, to say, I'm going to have an all-smoking restaurant, or I'm going to have no, or I'm going to have a designated area.
There's no such thing as a designated area. If you allow smoking anywhere in the restaurant, the entire restaurant smells like
there was a restaurant out in Theodore
have it or don't,
that had three sections. And
but I'm all for smoking restaurants, too.
You can sit.
Yeah, I mean, if your business will support it.
It's called a cigar lounge.
This particular restaurant. You could sit all the way in the corner, way away from the smoking area, and you still get the smoke.
Right.
I could taste
I've
it
worked
in
enough of them to know that there's no place in the restaurant that doesn't smell
I have nothing against people going and if they want to have a smoking restaurant, I have no problem with it.
Right, and I think it's a wonderful idea. We call it a cigar lounge just so it sounds fancy, but you can smoke any kind of tobacco you want to there, and no one's going to look sideways at you because it's understood. People that come here, they enjoy smoking with their food.
Yeah.
I'm okay with people smoking with their food in public as long as they can make sure the smoke never leaves a 2-foot radius around them. But you can't control
that. That's not guaranteed.
The first
The
first time that I ate at Two Jacks in New Orleans, I think on Decatur Street, down there by the Cafe Du Monde, the meal was so good. They brought in one thing at a time, and then they cleared the dishes and brought the next thing. And by the time it was over with, it had that, and I never can remember the real dark coffee, what you call it, in the little small cup.
Oh, espresso.
Yeah. And that topped it off. And I had to walk next door and get a cigar just because that would just sort of round it out the whole
flavor.
And
they've got wonderful cigar shops in New Orleans where they hand roll them and have places where you can sit up and enjoy a glass of cognac or a glass of whiskey. See, all of that works.
Mm-hmm. We got to go to break. I forgot the time.
251-343-0106 is the Callahan Irish Social Club text-in line. Let's see some text or call-ins or something.
Or not. Yeah, whatever.
Everybody what are y'all doing out there?
Everybody on vacation?
You can give it to them sweet or spicy, and they'll say that tastes all right. And you might think the South Carolinians are just a little bit off. Would you believe their barbecue's yellow with a mustard sauce? Pork shoulder is the cut of choice in Mississippi. And they fried themselves on barbecue that's totally vinegary. In Louisiana, them Cajuns, they like to spice it up. They like to spice it up.
to get on the line. Call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Mike and Stu, that's us.
That's us. And if it weren't for these folks, Bob's Downtown Diner on the corner, Fat and Happy. Peace. I just love saying peace.
Love, peace. In fact.
Has Tony something? About recovered?
No, he's still got therapy in more ways than one.
Some of it's overdue.
Love you, Tony. Le Bichon Wine and Tapas Bar. Boy, they've been having a lot going. They do bingo there, wino bingo. And I haven't been to that yet. But
what about Wingo?
Last night they had Elvis. They had Elvis at the wine bar last night. And I understand he put on a pretty good show. And I'm not really big in the impersonator. You know, Elvis impersonators.
Well, who wants to see an Elvis Costello impersonator?
God. Anyway.
Three people in America.
and he's an American artist, too, but he's known mostly in the UK.
And we want to thank Hall's Sausage and Wholesale Meats. And we want to thank Alabama Custom Magazine with all these people. And
don't forget
Cassidy.
Butch Cassidy's Cafe.
And Butch Cassidy with all these people.
Roy Seward down there, the mayor of Flo Shell.
We need to buy him a plaque. And mayor of Flo Shell.
I got him a portrait of Butch Cassidy. Okay. Your turn now, remember?
Okay, that's right.
Need to put road signs around there, now entering Flo Shell.
That's it. Roy Seward, mayor.
There you go. I like the sound of that.
Yeah, he probably would too. So these fine folks, they're just super people to work with, and they do great things out there. So,
yeah, really?
Talking about your show.
Yeah. Delta Safari, Adventures in America's Amazon.
I had a safari in itself yesterday, and I went shopping at Walmart. And
the Walmarts.
The Walmarts. And then.
Checking out the fashion.
I went down 45, yeah, and which later turns into Martin Luther King Avenue, which actually ends close to my house,
right?
Where it ends or begins at. One.
So, what Walmarts were you at?
I went to one in Saraland. I always go to Saraland. They are more stocked up on anything than all the rest. Daphne's just out all the time. They're out of everything all the time. So I started going to Saraland, and it's not that far. And I said, and there's a bunch of nice restaurants around. And I said, man, this place is stocked up. They must not have the same supervisor. Yeah, I know
they don't have the same volume that the other stores have.
Well,
so it's easier for them to keep their shelves stocked.
Look, if they sell more, bring more in. So
that's right.
It's not a case. If I go there every day, it's not a case of ordering, Mike.
You know that there's no one to bring it to them.
Well, anyway.
There's a third of the trucks on the road right now.
I understand all that. Yeah. Anyway, I decided I wanted some ribs, and I wanted to go to Jay Rogers. They closed at 5 o'clock, and I'd missed out on that one.
That's okay. Went to the uncle's house or the dad's.
So, and I went down the other end of 8 Mile, the southern end of 8 Mile, and I found Rogers, and they were open. They're open at midnight. Can you believe that?
Oh, Fridays and Saturdays are usually open until like 2 or 4 a.m.
Well, last night they were open to midnight.
They've probably had to scale back too.
But I got there around 6-ish, so I didn't want to be there too late.
I used to go in there at 2 in the morning.
I walked in there, and it smells so good.
Mm-hmm.
And the lady pulled my slab right off the grill.
And
it was right there. She was right there behind her. She just opened that door, grabbed slab, chop, chop, chop.
Yeah.
You know, cut them in half, put them on there,
now,
put my sauce on the side.
You know how they do it if you want sauce on it, Charlie? They cut your ribs up. Mm-hmm. They put them in a giant iron skillet with some barbecue sauce over a burner until the barbecue sauce gets hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
And
well, the barbecue sauce is hot anyway. It's just sitting on the stove in a cooker.
Yeah. I wasn't paying attention until I heard the word ribs. So what was the name of this place?
Rogers.
Rogers Barbecue in Tomanville. Is that Tomanville or Pritchard?
You know, it's right there, like 8 Mile, Tomanville, Pritchard, Mobile.
It's Tomanvichard. Tomanvichard.
So what street is it on?
45 right Wilson Avenue and 45
St. Stephen's.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's right in there. Wilson and 45 come together, then it splits
you're a block,
back out.
You're about
right
two blocks away from where Martin Luther King Avenue ends, but it's their official address is St. Stephen's Road.
Right.
Is Mama's Kitchen still open?
Down on Dolphin Street?
Yeah. Near Pritchard, somewhere in that area.
Never heard of it.
The one downtown is a customer of mine.
Yeah, well, this was a number of years ago, but our guidance counselor at Chastang Middle School owned the restaurant, and she took the whole faculty over there and fed us all a great soul food dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'll tell you what is in that neighborhood is our good friend Cozy Brown.
Well, he's at the other end. He's on the other side of 65.
But he's moved.
Not yet. No, he ain't moved yet.
I went to.
Yeah. Well, he's got the building and the signs up, but he hadn't moved yet.
Yeah, and he's moving to a larger, nicer, more modern facility right on 45, as opposed to off on the little side road there. But ooh, that's some good
bigger
soul
parking
food
lot, nicer, cleaner building.
Yeah,
I'm looking forward to it because I went up there, and I said, well, I know it's here, and then sure enough, they were still at the old location, but they're gonna get there.
Yeah.
My sources tell me they're going to get there soon.
Your sources.
My sources.
Derek?
I need to ask that Derek sometimes. He's out in West Mobile more than anybody I know.
That's because he lives in West Mobile, doesn't he?
I know. Yeah.
Yeah, that's why you do that.
And he'll ask me, hey, what you doing? We're going to get together Wednesday. I work in Foley and Gulf Shores on Wednesdays. I can't drive to West Mobile.
Now, I did not know or had not noticed that Whacked Out Wiener had opened on Dolphin Street.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
We didn't mention, we both went to Art Walk Friday night, didn't see each other. He was on one end of Dolphin. I was on the other end of Dolphin. I was shooting an episode of Delta Safari, which premieres Tuesday night at 6 p.m. on YouTube. You happy with that, Charlie?
Delta Safari.
Right.
And just do a search and you'll find it.
Yeah, it should come right up. Plus, there's a link on our page.
And if you can't spell Safari, you don't deserve to watch the show.
Oh, you deserve it. Yeah, you deserve it. But, Whacked Out Wiener right there by Roosters and A&M Peanuts. So that's good.
Mm-hmm.
A good hot dog stand that's always there is always needed. Yeah.
Okay. It's right next to the peanut shop.
Well, I know where that is.
I think it's an old Crystal building. Used to be able to walk in, a walk-up Crystal.
Did it?
Yeah, all that chrome. See all that chrome?
I just glanced at
the corner.
No.
Right well, you might want to put it on a corner, but the corners are all taken.
Charlie, that restaurant is as wide as this studio is.
Yeah.
That's how big
it's
it is.
Walk in, get your hot dog.
As a matter of fact, the whole thing is as big as this room here.
Yeah.
As soon as you walk in, there's the counter's right there.
Yeah.
And you got to stand in line out in the
elements. Do they have stools along the wall?
They have benches outside.
Wow.
Yeah.
They have picnic.
But it's a hot dog, and you're right by Bienville Square. Go to the square and enjoy your hot dog.
Oh, sure.
And beat off the squirrel. And squirrels. You know,
I used to take kids from Pensacola. They would come over to see us, and we'd go down to the square and feed the pigeons and the squirrels.
Well, you know, when I first moved down there, they started talking about how don't feed the squirrels, don't feed the squirrels. Well, I later on found out because they were so fat from people feeding them.
They were
I
having heart attacks.
Over one. Yeah, they were having heart attacks.
I wonder how many got crushed by the roller skaters Friday night.
I don't know, but I thought they all got moved.
We got to go, Mike.
All right, we got to go, folks. Get out there, support local, be local, buy local.
Sniff local.
Have you noticed how quick this hour goes by?
Sometimes.
When you're having fun.
Yeah.
When you're having fun.
When you're having fun, and more importantly, when you provolone.
Provolone, folks. And go see, and go to YouTube and see Stu's show.
Yay.
Way down on the Mobile Bay. So long, so long. Captain in the make, I'm troubling my.